heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of one step in back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Thursday morning. Ascension Technologies text line 251-343-0106. Still to come on the program, my radio talk show colleague, brethren, whatever you want to call him, former State Senator Phil Williams from Right Side Radio. That's in about an hour from now. And then the Baldwin County Republican Party Chairman Patrick McWilliams. That's in the 11 o'clock hour. Text line 251-343-0106. Keep them coming, guys. We do appreciate the feedback. Joining us on the line now, he's a new lawmaker. We haven't had him on, but I know him fairly well from my days up in North Alabama. I need to make another trip up to the Shoals, but State Representative Kerry Underwood with us on the line. Representative, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Yeah.
Good morning, my friend. Doing very well. You do need to make another trip back up here, so be sure and let me know. We'll do some time together. I'll host you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been up there. You were mayor when I was making my rounds up in the Shoals, up in Tuscumbia. But now you've moved on to the State House. Before we get into what I'm having you on about, let's talk a little bit about that. How's that experience been for you?
I thoroughly enjoyed my first session. Now, by saying that I don't mean to sound overly confident, because I had a lot to learn. And I now know how much more I have yet to learn. But I enjoy the people I work with. It is a fantastic group of legislators on both sides, both parties. And I really enjoyed the bigger footprint and having a chance to do something statewide as well as local. So I really enjoyed my first session. Looking forward to the next one.
Anything you didn't anticipate? I always like to ask this question. Like, was it different in any way than you thought it would be?
Well, I studied it for 2 years before doing it. I would go up during session, just kind of sit and listen, and I'd meet different legislators and, you know, hang out with them and talk and discuss. So just part of my process. So a lot of it I was, you know, somewhat aware of, and being a mayor for 6 years, your expectation levels are set when it comes to government stuff. But what I didn't expect is this, when session's over, you'll have 4 receptions and 3 dinners every night. And so the surprise to me was the 15 pounds I put on, but that's just the way it is.
Well, I tell your fellow freshman colleagues, especially ones that you don't have to go to everything, but you get 4 years. It's like high school. You don't have to do all the extracurriculars your freshman year, man.
I know. I should have rethought that, but I just felt, you know, they went to the trouble. They bought the stuff, and I felt like I was ungrateful if I didn't show up.
You can't. It's hard to turn it down. I got you there. Well, looking forward to seeing more around the State House in the coming years. Let's get right into it here. There's a seal swim event. I think I've seen this one. Fox News, they will do it and broadcast it live. But Alabama's going to be represented there and this Saturday Saturday. Talk a little bit about the event and what you've kind of done in partnership with this with the Alabama representation.
Happy to, and I really appreciate you giving me some time to tell this story, because it is a good one. This is, I think, the 5th year they've done this. There is a retired SEAL named Bill Brown, who lives in New York, and this is his home territory. And this is something he chose to do to raise funds for the Navy SEAL Foundation, which is a really, really successful and well thought of nonprofit. And they raise money for the SEAL community. It's for families of SEALs who they may have lost their loved one. It's for retired SEALs who are, you know, finding their way back in life and job training and counseling, several things that they do for this elite group of warriors. And so this fundraiser is for that organization. And it's an impressive one. So this is his 5th year to do it. And so if you're a SEAL, you're not going to do things normally. And so they will swim to Hudson Bay with strong currents. They're going to start like at 7 o'clock that morning. And I think in total, three different legs, at the end of it, they'll swim over 3 miles. And they'll stop at end of each leg and do 100 push-ups and 22 pull-ups. And then go to the next one. And it will end with a run into the 9/11 Memorial with American flags on their shoulders. And here's what his theme is. Bill Brown is, you know, he's fought and sacrificed for his country, and he does not like the divisiveness. You know, he's tired of seeing it. His theme this year is patriotic unity. You can be a patriot and you can be unified with your fellow Americans. And this is the visual, this is the object that he's wanting to put forth this year. And so that's what his theme is, and I'm honored to be a part of it. So I did a House Joint Resolution that was number 234, HJR 234. That recognized this event, recognized the SEAL Foundation, and especially recognized proud Alabamian Richard Clifford, who has been my friend from high school, who is also a retired SEAL that is participating in the event. And so we're just saying, we recognize what you do. We appreciate your service. And they were happy when they heard I was doing it. And so we, after a few talks and emails, invited me to be a part of it. So I will be flying up tomorrow. The event is Saturday, and I watch it from a boat. And then I will present the resolution at the closing ceremonies, which will be at the 9/11 Memorial. So I'm really excited and honored to have a chance to be part of this.
And I guess you'll have some an Alabama flag or two. Talk about, you know, what are people looking for there?
So we flew two flags. The governor did over the Capitol and gave the credentials free, the certificates. And so he's going to swim with them. This was his idea. They have buoys that they tie to their waist that float. And you can, you know, they have air in them, but you can put stuff in them as well. So he's going to swim with both flags. And one of their barges in front of the Statue of Liberty. So he will, before he does his push-ups and pull-ups, he'll unfurl the flag and hold it out and have his picture made with it in front of the Statue of Liberty, and then, you know, put it back in the buoy to finish the rest of the race, the rest of the event. And it's the only state flag that's a part of what they're doing this year. I imagine in future days that others will do the same, but for today, Alabama is the sole state that will be represented as part of what they're doing. It's definitely an American thing. You know, they're not looking for individual recognitions, but Alabama will be the only flag that will be represented in it, and will be signed by the SEALs when they complete their event.
So I guess they do show this on Fox News again. Y'all be looking.
They do.
Y'all be looking for that Alabama flag there, and you'll know who who it is, right?
That's right. Richard will be the one that has it. And Fox News actually has two people that are participating.
Now,
I don't know if they're going to swim all the legs. Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because he's done it in the past. I don't know why. It sticks out of my mind. I guess I remember him making a big deal about him swimming on the Hudson River or something. But yeah.
Right.
I remember this.
I don't know if he does all the legs of it, but he is in it, and he's been a big supporter of this event, of the SEAL community. And so it's, yeah, they'll have two people that are actually involved and have been training for it. So other people are involved. It's not just SEALs. There are 70 SEALs that are participating. There's like 250 plus participants. The rest of them have to have tryouts to make sure that they're capable of doing this. But it's mostly first responders, police and fire and different first responders that will be involved as well, because of the ones that sacrificed on that fateful day of 9/11. So it's just a big event. It's grown in its popularity and in its ability to raise money.
Well, House Joint Resolution 234, all this is, I think, important stuff to highlight. And I'm glad you're taking time to do these things and taking a break from the rigmarole.
Thank you, brother.
Alabama politics, yeah. as taxing as that tends to be, but it's good to remember there's other things going on.
Well, Alabama's pro-military, and you know, if we're not the top state in the union, we're going to be tied with them, and it matters to us here, the men and women that serve this country, and so this is just a way that we can show that, not just for our own self, but for the entire country to know. You know, we'll be in New York City, and their mayor will be there reading a proclamation, and he will hear me say that the great state of Alabama and Governor Ivey supports our military, proud of our Alabamian that's participating. And anything we can do to lock arms with you to be pro-military for the men and women that serve our country, we will. And that's the message they're going to hear from me on Saturday morning.
Well, safe travels on that. And, you know, if you feel like you learn anything up there, be sure to join us again on this program.
Love to. Yeah, you'll hear all about it. I'm sure that I'll have some stories to tell. I'm very excited about it.
Representative, like you said, safe travels, and let's talk again soon, but we will be in touch, and we'll get more into the, like I said, the rigmarole of Alabama day-to-day blow-by-blow politics maybe next time you're on.
I'm ready, man. Jeff, I appreciate you giving me a chance to speak today.
Hey, I appreciate you making time for us. State Representative Carrie Underwood there on the program, 251-343-0106. He used to be the mayor of Tuscumbia, but that's a cool little place, the Quad Cities there, Muscle Shoals, Tuscumbia, Sheffield, and Florence. If you ever get the opportunity to go up there, go check out, you know, the two studios. There's a lot of history there, but also, I guess there's what, Helen Keller, and it's right on the Tennessee River. It's one of these places now. It's kind of, it's not off the beaten path or anyway. I mean, it is civilization, but you need to be going to, you don't really go through the shoals to go anywhere from Mobile. I was on my way to Nashville and I stopped in the shoals. Don't really do that, but it's certainly worth your time. Text line. Let's go to the text line. Nate Texter, well, Jeff, you may know that I don't brag on our Alabama lawmakers too much, but the fact they are standing up against the Creek Indians, despite having all the money that's been thrown at them, that's good stuff for gambling. I don't know that they're necessarily standing up to the Poarch Creek Indians. The Poarch Creek Indians they are players in Montgomery. There's no question about it. But it's not, and then they have ownership of a lot of different things around the state. They throw money a lot of different ways. But there's a fear out there, guys, and it kind of gets back to the way the old AA used to be, the way Paul Hubbard used to kind of control the ebb and flow of the chambers of the legislature, and it forced the business community to get in high gear and oust this Democrat Party rule in Alabama in 2010, but there's a fear that the PCI could be the new AEA, that if they give them a big casino and, well, they want Jackson County or somewhere like that, or maybe DeKalb County, and then these guys just making even more and more money, and then they could just dictate to the chambers, the two chambers of the state house, how things go. I mean, look, Alabama Power doesn't give money to the PSC, right, allegedly for campaign finance, but they sort of seem to run that institution. And the way it used to be, back before the Republican takeover, and it's getting back this way, I mean, the AEA used to control the state house. The big mules, as they're known, the industrial powerhouses of Alabama, the big names, you know, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Alabama Power, Regions Bank now. Back then it wasn't Regions Bank, but the big banks, they had to wait till the teachers got what they wanted, till the education budget was the way that it was, or the AEA would hold up business. Then they would slow down everything till they got what they wanted. And that's what happened. The business community said, we can't do this anymore. And they got behind an effort to oust that situation. And for the last 13 years, that's sort of been the business community reigns supreme now. And the fear is from a lot of those same people is if you pass gambling, if you get gambling in the state, are you creating a new big mule? Are you creating a new powerhouse, a force in the in state politics that's unstoppable, that's going to get its way, that can just steamroll everybody by financing every member of the legislature's campaign? That's the fear. So I think there are some of obviously very pro Poarch Creek Indian members of the Alabama legislature, but there are some that are adamantly opposed to them getting too big for their britches, I guess, if you will. I gave you my heart. Unnamed texture, any poor lost idiot who believes anything from the AL.com e-commie media should seek help immediately. 351-343-0106. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poarch Show on FM Talk 106.5.